So we've had 2 days already. For those who are joining us for the first time, we're looking at encouragement for the discouraged. On Sunday, we had one session. Yesterday, we had a session in which we looked at those dark times of our lives, and we traced the path of what has happened to man, that we have been affected by the fall, and that even believers, even us, we are part of this groaning creation, and that there are things that we are affected by this, including our brains. We discussed that, with the fact that that physiologically that things can happen because we're part of this creation. Now, today, our brother Tim is going to take us into some experiences that David had, a great man of God, that led him into some difficult circumstances. So brother Tim is going to take us through that.
Yeah, and just before we get started, we want to just emphasize this, that not all depression, I think we emphasize this on Sunday, to be discouraged, to be depressed, to be in despair is not a sin. It's not necessarily a sin. It can be caused by sin, perhaps. In that case, it might be sin. But in itself, depression, despair, discouragement are not sinful, right? And the other thing that we want to just emphasize for those of us that may be experiencing some of this, is what we're talking about, is that there are different types of depression. Mm-hmm. We need to put that out there right away and just share with us that there are different types of depression. We've experienced it in our family, postpartum depression. The sisters go through because there's a chemical imbalance that happens with all the hormones going on and giving birth and whatnot. Believe me, I don't know. I just went along for the ride. I experienced it, and it's a very real thing. Okay. And when it happens, you don't understand it. And then you start putting the pieces together, and it's a very real thing. It's not caused by any sin. It's a chemical imbalance in the brain. That's one type of depression. Then there's other types of depression that can be also caused by chemical imbalances in the body. And so we want to state right away, we're going to look at a case study this afternoon, and it's a case study that actually the background could be, we could look at it as sin in David's life. We could look at it as David catering to his flesh and so on, and we'll see that in just a moment. But I want to say at the outset, before we get in, what we want to do is we want to draw out the characteristics and the features that David discovered and that are displayed here for us in David's cave. I call them his crisis cave experiences. And what David experienced there, there's two different caves we're going to look at, the cave of Adullam and the cave of En-Gedi. And those two caves that David experienced, we're not going to distinguish when we look at the Psalms, we're not going to distinguish which cave was which, because there's dispute about that. But what we do want to draw out of that, for each of us, we want to understand the characteristics that are seen in each of those psalms. Okay, so it's Psalm 142, Psalm 57, and Psalm 34. We're going to be looking at them in that order. Psalm 142, Psalm 57, and Psalm 34. But before we go there, some of you are already turning. Before we go there, we want to look at the backdrop. So I want you to turn with me, if you would, to 1 Samuel chapter 21. And it would be good if you could read and on your own, read from about chapter 21 to into chapter 30 to get the backdrop of what David was experiencing and all the ups and downs in chapter 22, we find the cave of Adullam. In chapter 24, we find the cave of En-Gedi. And so we see the backdrop, what was going on in David's life. And just by way of introduction, I'm not going to plan on reading this passage, but I just want us to look at it and draw out a couple of things and then maybe open it up for discussion a little bit before we actually get on to the Psalms. But look if you will, chapter 21. What happened, question, that means I'm looking for an answer from you. What happened in chapter 20? For all you Bible scholars that know chapter 20 by heart, right? What happened? Who was David close to?
Jonathan,
right? And they made this agreement, and Jonathan let him know that Jonathan's father Saul was definitely after David, and that he was definitely wanting to put him to death. And then Jonathan, David's best, closest friend, their hearts were so knitted together, and now Jonathan goes back to Saul. So now David is alone. Okay? That's the backdrop. That's where we're entering in to this. And then notice it says that David in chapter 21 verse 1, David came up to Nob to Ahimelech the priest, and Ahimelech was afraid when he met David. Interesting, he was afraid when he met David and said to him, "Why are you alone and no one is with you? Why are you alone and no one was with you?" Now, David was relying on Jonathan and now Jonathan's not there. So David goes and finds the priest. He's going to try to rely on the priest. And actually, he goes up to Nob, and we're told later on in the text that there were about 86 priests at Nob. So David thought, I'm on pretty safe territory when I'm surrounded by priests. But what he's going to find is that the priests weren't the solace that he had hoped. Okay? The priests were not the comfort, the refuge. He didn't find it in Jonathan. Now he doesn't find it in the priest. And it's interesting that right away, Ahimelech says, "Why are you here? What's going on?" Isn't it interesting that oftentimes people can look at our lives and say, "Huh, something's not right. What's going on?" It's good to have that kind of discernment to be able to help one another out, right? So then what do we find? That David begins to show evidences, and this is really the first evidence in David's life where he begins to show the flesh. He begins to show the flesh. And he does that by lying. He says, "I'm here on the king's business." Not true. And actually, if you search the text, you'll find that he actually tells four lies. Not just one, but he tells four lies. And isn't that the way it is when you try to cover up how you're feeling? You try to cover up what's going on in your life. You cover it up with a lie, and you cover it up with another lie, and another lie, and so it goes, right? Snowballs. So that's sort of the backdrop here. Then David leaves there, and he goes up, it says. He goes up, notice this, in verse 7. There's much here. I'm just going to scan it because we can't really get all the details. But look at verse 7. Now, a certain man of the servant of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord. And his name was Doeg, an Edomite. Okay? Edomite, of course, is a picture of the flesh and so on. And he was a chief herdsman who belonged to Saul. Saul's a man of the flesh. Edomite's a man of the flesh.